We welcome this meeting. More than 3 years after the coup, Madagascar crisis is still not resolved. The economy is a disaster. Poverty is growing everywhere on the island. Democracy and rule of law have disappeared while human rights are violated. And the de facto regime, led by the coup leader Radwiline, has failed to comply with its commitments. So the Malagasy people is expecting a lot from what should be considered as the last chance summit.
What do you expect to come out of this meeting? Do you expect some kind of arrangement, some kind of agreement, maybe power sharing? What do you expect to happen?
For 3 years, the obstacle to the crisis resolution, we hope that Andry Radwilyne will take this unique and historical chance to demonstrate his willingness to put a stop to the sufferings of the Malagasy people. And concerning the agreement, I think different points should be decided. The date of Marc Ravalomanana, the date of his return, should be decided. Every political leader should have the right to run for president, and both should agree to accept the result of the votes. And last but not least, the unfair legal proceedings against Marc Ravalomanana must be stopped.
Radwilyne has changed his mind about the return of Ravalomanana a few different times. Do you think there's any chance that this face-to-face meeting could be cancelled and Radwilyne or Ravalomanana may change their mind?
We believe that both are aware of the emergency in Madagascar. It's been 3 years that the Malagasy people is victim of the crisis, and we welcome the fact that both accepted in the end to meet. So we need to be optimistic. We need to hope that both will take responsible decisions. And again, Andry Radwilyne, after having been for 3 years the obstacle to the crisis resolution, has the chance to demonstrate his willingness to put an end to the crisis.